We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Our message is coming from the devotional scripture this morning, Philippians 4, 8, and 9. Philippians 4, 8, and 9. I want you to turn there again so that we can walk through these scriptures. Philippians 4, verse 8 and 9. Do you have it?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Let's begin reading now.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, think right and do right. Think right and do right. Verse 8 and 9 go together. I like the way Paul has structured these verses in his sharing with the believers, admonishing them about the mind and how they ought to think, because it is so important that we recognize, realize how the devil is always after our mind. And if he can get your mind, then essentially he has you. Because he can control your thoughts. He can control your actions. He can control your worship, your praise. He can control your interactions with others. He literally can control your life. That's why Paul says, let this mind, which was in Christ Jesus, be in you. Paraphrase. But what he's saying was, listen, if you want to have the success of Christ, learn how to think like Christ. One of the things I love about Jesus was he spent 3.5 years causing his disciples to hear and understand his thinking, transferring his trend of thought into their thought processes. Why did he do that? Because what he wanted them to know is what they were hearing, they should have been receiving, so that they too could put into practice when he went back to the Father, the things that he had taught them. But not only that they should put those things into practice, but that they too would share those things with others who would be discipled after them. That's why in Matthew 28 and 20 he says, teaching them to observe what? All things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's so important. And that's one of the reasons why, my brothers and sisters, you must recognize that you're not here just to hear a word from me and let it go in one ear and go out the other. It is designed to transform your thinking. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by how? The renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you got to recognize God is holding you responsible for the word you hear, because he wants it to be the word you do, and the word you do should be the word you teach. Why? Because it's all a duplicate of what Jesus has done. Listen at Paul now. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Now, one of the things I want to make clear when we first start off, these six areas that Paul mentions are not the only six areas that we are to confine our thinking to. Paul has not said the only thing you ought to think about ought to fall in these six areas. But what Paul was doing was sharing with us some important principles. First thing I need you to know is Paul was teaching us how to think in patterns.
All right, sir.
Patterns. Do you not know that all successes follow a pattern? When we look at the success of any successful persons or operations or things, we will discover that there is a play and repeat process. Say play and repeat. Do you know the success of any real person who, if you read their books, they're going to tell you, they don't do brand new things every day.
Come on, sir.
They have discovered the things that work, and they do them and repeat them. Do them and repeat them. Play and repeat.
Yes.
Why is this important? Because we are creatures of habit. Now, the question becomes, do you have good habits or do you have bad habits? Because the truth of the matter is, you're going to do it and repeat it. I wish I had a helper in the house. So he's teaching us about the thoughts and how we place them in patterns. Patterns. Now, with that in mind, understanding, he said, whatsoever things are true. Now, truth is God's word.
Yes.
John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. And so it begins with, and he is suggestive of the fact, that if we use the word of God as our basis for truth, then we cannot go wrong.
Come on, sir.
Truth, truth, truth. And then he says, because it's also in a progressive order. Truth, truth. After truth ought to come what? Honesty.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Whatever things are honest.
Uh-huh.
Honest. Honest. You don't deal with truth and then do false dealings. Phony dealings, wrong dealings. Truth fosters honesty. That's why folk who are true and those who deal in honesty give people the benefit of the doubt, because they try to believe that there is some good in everybody. And they try to see the good in everybody because of the basis of truth and honesty from which they deal and operate. And then it goes on to say those things that are just, because if you're honest, you want to do just things.
Yes.
You look for the justness, not just for you, but in everything and everybody and for everybody. Here's what you need to know. If there is no justice for your brother, soon there will be no justice for you.
All right, sir.
So when you see someone being unjustly dealt with, it is your responsibility to help deal with that brings justice to that situation.
Come on, sir.
And then it moves on and say, pure.
Yes, sir.
Whatever things are pure. Because you begin to recognize and realize, listen, only the pure in heart shall see God.
Come on, sir.
You begin to realize and look for the purity in things, the good in things, the righteousness in things. You just begin to look for the things in life that make life worth living. And then you start looking for those things that are lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Come on, sir.
Lovely. I mean, you stop looking for ugly stuff. You start looking for the clouds and the sunshine beyond the clouds. You see the clouds. You see, listen, that clouds are necessary. But you also see that there is a silver lining behind every cloud. You also see that no matter how difficult things may be, there is something good coming even out of the bad. Because you begin to recognize, listen, that all things work together for good.
Yes.
To them who love God.
Uh-huh.
To them who are called according to his purpose. You just begin to see the things where God himself fits into the situation. And then last it says, good report.
Yes, good report.
Whatsoever things are of good report.
Yes.
You stop feeding into and accepting gossip. False reports, people talking down, people talking about others, and ask them, have you prayed for them? Have you talked to them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you tried to make the situation better?
Uh-huh.
And then you start focusing on, again, the things that are good, not negative.
Yes, Lord.
Not evil, not ugly.
Yes, yes.
But of good report. And then you stop people from running to you always telling you all that negative stuff. You get tired of that. You get tired of that.
Yes, Lord.
Listen, if you can't tell me nothing good, don't tell me nothing at all. Matter of fact, if you can't say good morning, then you don't even need to say it's morning, because we know that. Because when you say morning, God bless you. We ain't trying to take that negative feeling, emotion, atmosphere any further. They waiting for you to say something so they can. Yeah. Well, anyway. Now, let me tell you there's several things about what Paul has just suggested in this pattern. These things control our ability to alter the atmosphere that we are in. When we follow these patterns, it allows us to take the bad and turn it into good. When we follow these patterns, it allows us to say, that may be the way it is, but it doesn't have to stay that way. It allows us, when we follow that pattern, to change the flow and the direction of the way the situation is flowing. Why? Because when we are able to change the pattern of the way things are to the way things ought to be, and if in nobody else's existence but yours, you made a positive difference. Point number one in this pattern that Paul gives us is everything in Paul's pattern is positive. Positive. The thoughts you are to use as patterns are to be positive.
Yes.
Patterns.
Come on, sir.
Positive.
Positive.
Patterns. You want to make sure that whatever comes out of that arena of thinking has its basis in positivity.
Yes.
It may not be positive now, but when it gets through with the process, it's going to be positive. Why is that? Because you have the power to alter your atmosphere. Those who do not alter their atmosphere wind up accepting their atmosphere. And my brothers, when you accept the atmosphere, it means you have no control over your atmosphere. And that's a terrible place to be. In a place where you can't control. Listen, we can't control the things outside of us, but we ought to at least have the ability to control the things inside of us.
Come on, doctor.
Inside of us. Remember Jesus, when he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. One of the things Jesus was making clear was, listen, God, if I could, I would change what's about to happen. But since I can't change what's about to happen, at least I can change how I feel about what's about to happen.
Yes, sir.
And my brothers and sisters, do you know how powerful that is?
Yes, Lord.
No, you may not be able to change what has happened, but bless God, you can change how you feel about what has happened. If the devil can't make you feel bad about a bad situation, because the good on the inside of you, knowing that this is going to work in the end for good, that while you might start off feeling bad, you're not going to end up feeling bad, because the good on the inside of you will overpower the bad because of your pattern of thoughts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Paul said, I think myself happy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I may be repressed. That's from the outside.
Yes, sir.
But if I'm depressed, that's from the inside.
Yes, sir.
And I might be oppressed. That's from the outside. But again, if I am depressed, that's on the inside.
Yes, yes.
I may not be able to do anything about the external forces immediately, but I can immediately do something about the inside forces.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And so I can turn any negativity into a positiveness of thought and then reality.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, Paul uses these words not only to be a pattern of positivity, but he also gives us the ability to prioritize them.
Yes.
Notice all of those words he gave us were again patterns, and they started off with the most important one, truth.
Yes,
truth. And he just walked through them and prioritized them. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to learn. You can't control every thought that comes to you.
Uh-huh.
But you can prioritize them in your heart and in your mind. You can prioritize your own thoughts in your mind so as to think about the things that are most important. Think about the things that are most productive. Think about the things that benefit the most first. Now, there are other things you're going to have to deal with, yes. But when you put things in order, that's why the Bible says, let everything, all things, be done decently and in what?
Order.
God is all about priority. There are some things you're going to have to deal with, but they don't have to be first. And when you learn how to put things in priority, in order of importance, by the time you have spent the greatest part of your energy, of your abilities, of your everything that's resourceful, you will have placed it on the most important things first. How many times do we maximize things that we ought to minimize? And we minimize things we ought to maximize. It's because we do not prioritize. And then thirdly, you're going to realize that he says, these things that you're thinking about ought to have purpose.
Yes.
To serve purpose in your life. You are a creature of purpose. God created you for a purpose.
Yes.
Everything in your life that is associated and assigned to you and given you authority and anointing will have purpose. So your thoughts ought to be purposed thoughts. Purposed thoughts. Some good things aren't just going to come to your mind. You've got to purposely think about them. Purposely call them in to being.
Yes, yes.
Purposefully, purposefully focus on them.
Come on, sir.
Purposefully prioritize them.
Yes.
And my brothers and sisters, when you learn to do that on purpose, then you're able to block out and lock out all the rest of that mess that tries to occupy your mind. Look at what he says in verse 9, because this is the part where we think right. Now he moves on to the do right. Because you only think right so you can what?
Do right.
Do right. Not many folk who don't think right do right.
Amen.
And when they do wrong, they say, I guess I wasn't. Are y'all going to be with me here today in this church? I'm trying to help somebody. That's why you don't want to just do stuff without thinking. I guess I wasn't thinking. But what were you doing? Do you know there are some things you can do that will affect you for the rest of your life? How many of us are being honest and say, I made some of the worst mistakes in my life by not thinking? How many will say, I made some decisions when I was young that I'm still paying for, and I'm now old? So we need to think so we can do. Think right, do right. What are you thinking about? Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen. Now listen at this. These are four things Paul lists here. When you think, why? Because we are again moving from the pattern. Now we are putting it into practice.
Yes, Lord.
We're putting it into practice. Listen, my brothers and sisters, it don't do you no good to have all the wonderful thoughts in the world and never do nothing about them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Patterns are great, but if you never practice them, you never profit from them, and you're never productive with them. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Now Paul was saying, I have been a role model. I have been a mentor. I have been a leader.
Yes, yes.
Walking before you, I have set a pattern. A pattern for you to learn, for you to receive, for you to hear in the things I've said, for you to see in the way I've done them. Now, here's what I need you to do. Do it. He shared it first, showed it second, and said to them, do it.
Yeah.
See, that's what a good teacher will do. He or she will share the principles first, and then he or she will practice the principles so that the student will see how it's done. How it's done.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Here we go. Let's do it right here.